Good morning. Today is Sunday, May 23rd, 2021. Last night, the Indiana Hoosiers were eliminated from the Big Ten race with a defeat at the hands of first place Nebraska, 3-1. Nebraska's Chance Roach threw a complete game that held the IU hitters completely off balance. Coach Mercer spoke with the media afterwards discussing this, as well as positive performances from his defense, starting pitcher McCade Brown, and the bullpen highlighted by the return of Connor Manis. Manis had been recovering from an injury, and this was the first high-leverage situation that he had faced, pitching two innings, striking out four Huskers, and giving up no hits and no runs.
I know you got to give credit where credit is due there, and Chance was awful good out there tonight, wasn't he? Didn't seem like you guys could really barrel up anything against him.
Yeah, he did a really good job. He pitched a tremendous game and mixed his game plan there after the first couple innings and did a really good job. He was really good, and we weren't able to adjust nearly well enough, and he was outstanding.
Carl, then Aaron.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about your team's defense? There was quite a bit that was special on the defense today.
Yeah, we took care of the ball really well. You're right, Carl. Jeremy had a couple of really nice plays, and I thought we took care of the ball extremely well. It's something we've talked about with this group, you know, multiple times, our ability to take care of the ball, and there have been days where we haven't been terrific. We've worked extremely hard to build a club that that values the ball and values defense and tries really hard to shrink the game defensively and support a pitching staff, and we did a really good job of that today. All the way around the field, took care of the ball really well, and I was really, really happy about that, and it really supported the staff. Those guys did a great job, but when you're able to not only not give away extra opportunities, but you're able to take away some opportunities, it really does shrink the game from a defensive standpoint, and we did that, and it was terrific to see.
Aaron, and then back to Tom.
Coach, I know Roach was really good tonight, but I did some research during the game because it seemed like it happened a lot. He is the seventh pitcher to have his best game of the season against you this year. Why? I mean, obviously, if you had an answer, you would fix it, but why have so many pitchers been much stronger against you than other teams?
It's a great question. You know, depends on the time of the year, depends on the outing and situations. You know, we didn't do a good job tonight of being able to adjust to what he was doing. And he started fastball away and then started working fastball in, the breaking ball off of that. We didn't adjust to it, to the fastball in. And then a breaking ball off of that. We took too many breaking balls for a strike, forget-me-overs. We just weren't good enough. I don't know the reason for the seven different ones. Some of those can be for a multitude of reasons, and some of them can be our own. I don't know. It's a great question.
Back to Tom.
Jeff, this loss eliminates you from the Big Ten race. So obviously, though, we still an NCAA tournament bid at stake here. Do you feel like you've done enough so far to be an NCAA tournament team, or do you still got work to be done here in these last five games?
That's a great question. I think we probably still have to. We still have more work to do. You know, with what we've done to this point. Had some really good wins and have had some times where we've struggled. I would imagine that we still have work to do, and we have to make sure we take care of our business here in the last five games.
Aaron, and then we'll wrap with Carl.
Sorry about that. Coach, it seems like I don't mean to use the word whack-a-mole, but last night it was the pitching with Tommy. Obviously, injury was involved. Tonight it was the hitting. You don't want to play, obviously, be on the whack-a-mole train, but it just seems like it's a different problem each night this series. Why do you think that is?
We're just lucky, I guess. it's a great question. I don't know. You know, it does seem there have been some times where we've pitched it and not hit it, and hit it and not pitched it, and sometimes we've pitched it and hit it and not played good defense. So you just have to keep going. There's just no way around it. You got to keep going. You got to persevere and push through and find a way to put it all together on all three sides of the ball. We haven't done that as of late. We've done it before, and we can do it again. I'm just going to have to continue to work and push and try to make adjustments.
All right. Carl, then we'll just – the last one goes to Tom again.
Coach, just to follow up a bit on what you said about the hitting and what Roach had been throwing. Roach was really pounding the zone a lot, especially the first time through the order. And your guys were taking a lot of pitches. Was that part of the original plan, or were you expecting him to be out of the zone more than he was?
Well, normally the first inning or two, we do try to be patient. You try to see what a guy's got. You know, as you go to look at a weekend like this, pitch counts do matter. And a lot of guys struggle to be able to locate multiple pitches, meaning breaking balls as he throws. And so you do want to be able to see what a guy has. You know, I personally, if you can avoid giving away the first two innings on 20 pitches, 15 pitches, it really does set yourself up for success. Obviously you get a chance to see what a guy's got for your second and third at bat. But also it puts him in a disadvantaged position where he's going to have to expose himself, elevate his pitch count, and then, set up the bullpen there, the five through six or 5 to 7 inning, where hopefully you can get a starter out, whether you knock him out or the pitch count's up and you can get to the pen. And, you know, if the guys in the pen were as good as the starters, then they would be starters. So once he establishes that he's going to be able to really control the strike zone, then we have to be more aggressive early in the count, which we tried to do, which is why then the pitch count at the end of the game was able to go a complete game, because we did try to make an adjustment to be earlier in the count to pitches that we could handle, but we didn't swing at pitches that we could handle or cover the pitches that we should have covered. We had far too much weak contact. So the reality is early in the game, a lot of times you'll watch, we'll try to be patient. We'll try to really hunt pitches that we want with the identity of getting pitches up and something that we can handle hard until we get more comfortable and then kind of work off of that. Most guys don't really control and dominate the zone the way that he did. And he put us on our heels in that regard. And then by the time we went to make the adjustment, which was the right adjustment, we didn't do a good job of getting pitches that we could handle, be it he had started primarily fastballs away or the sinker away, and then went a lot of sinkers in. We took too many give me over breaking balls and early weak contact and kind of gave our bats away in multiple instances there.
Last one for Tom.
Jeff, you got your bullpen did really well, especially John and Connor late. It kept you in the game, gave you a chance. Can you talk a little bit about what they gave you and how frustrating that might be just to know that they did give you the opportunity to try to get something going?
Yeah, they were both great, and hats off to Connor as he's really battled through his rehab. You guys only had surgery and then came back and just kind of flared up on him a little bit. So he's worked really, really hard to get back into shape and get back on the mound. And he did. He got back and was really good today. John was really good. You know, the pen gave us a chance. They gave us a chance. McCade, battled through and ended up having a nice start. And the bullpen guys did everything they could do to give the offense some time to be able to adjust and were able to do it. And obviously it's frustrating for the staff, and frustrating for those guys that pitched. And we've got, like Graham Machocki last night had a really, really quality outing, four scoreless, and those guys tonight did a really good job too, and we weren't able to capitalize.